I'm sure that I don't have to give you a history lesson, but just to give some background. In the last throne speech, Prime Minister Martin said that the choices we make in this budget and this session of the legislature, or the session of the House, will, the effects of which will be felt 10 years down the line. Well, let's go back to approximately 10 years ago in 1995, when he, as finance minister, was dissolving the Canada Assistance Program and the accountability that the feds had over the provinces of spending that money. And let's look at where we are today. Right now, BC's disabled community are currently under attack on many levels. The Ministry of Human Resources, which provides disability pensions, is under a $520 million budget cut. There's tighter eligibility and tighter scrutiny for eligibility more than ever before, and the ministry has undertaken what we call front-dooring practices, which is finding a way to buffer people off instead of allowing them to access the system. They do this by implementing a three-week wait period, the time that you go to say that you need assistance to the time you can have your first intake appointment is a three-week, no exceptions. Period before you can be assessed for income assistance. What this means basically is people with disabilities have less access to the supports, housing, shelter, medical and surgical supplies. There's also more and more pressure for people with disabilities to join the labor market. As people with disabilities, we do want to work, but there's a lot that I think government has to do to make that a climate and to foster that a climate so that actually employability is not a an ideal but an actual achievable goal. Home support has been cut in all the regions throughout BC. Essential services have been cut, such as meal preparation. People with severe disabilities are being told they can only have one bath a week. There's no longer shopping services. There's no longer house cleaning services. So basically, the home support that you can get now is wound care and a little bit of basic care. There has been more money put into home support services, but that money's being quickly eaten up by the medical services as people are discharged from hospitals a lot quicker. That is also coming out of home support dollars. So although there's an increase, there's a real decrease in services. And I get calls as an advocate weekly from 10, 20 people that are having just hanging on, and they're having the most basics of things cut. There's less access to, and the other thing about that is Dr. Marcus Hollander did a study, and he was able to show in the province of BC that people who had their home support cut actually wound up costing more money to the health overall health services because of the reliance on acute care services, which is the most costly form of health care. There's less access to education. Vocational rehabilitation services, for example, will no longer fund post-secondary education. It's harder to find the supports needed if you should get into post-secondary education. So two examples, it's harder to get the equipment like computers, as well as here in BC, American Sign Language and the Testing Center for Learning Disabilities. Those are both programs that have been cut. After the dissolution of CAP, the First Ministers met in 1996 and came up with a document called In Unison. In Unison had a lot of good ideals about how to fund services and supports for people with disabilities. That was taken a step further by the Caledon Institute, who in October 2000, Sherry Torjman, put a paper together, and it was called The Personal Support Funds for Persons with Disabilities. We at the Coalition have bought into that in a big way, and we see that as an actual viable solution. There are three broad streams of disability supports and support services. The first stream is aids and equipment, for example, wheelchairs, visual aids, prosthetic devices, scanners, respiratory equipment, medical supplies. The second plank would be personal assistance, for example, home care, interpreters, that kind of thing. And the third plank would be information and planning resources. For example, peer support, skill building, mentoring, and management. This program would draw together the current allocations from voc rehab, from home care, from equipment supports delivered by separate and often conflicting ministries with conflicting policies and conflicting definitions of what a disability is. The access would be based on a personal support plans based on personal goals, and funding will be individualized to allow individuals and community groups to develop ways to pool and recycle resources as possible. If such a vision is to be enacted, it's also very important that that money be put into a secured envelope, because we have seen the federal government put more money into things such as the last time was in-home support services, but we never could track where any of that $80 million that was promised for home support in the province went. Because and when questioned the Minister of Health at the time, Corky Evans, he couldn't track it either. So it's very important that this money be placed in a secured envelope, because we no longer have the federal accountability that we did under CAP. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom. Before we...